you know, guys, you brought up something there, Wade, as you were talking about these machines and how good of an investment they are. But, you know, one of the things that I can tell you is I was first introduced to this technology in 1994. I've seen a lot of machines come and go, seen a lot of things happen out there. One of the things I got to ask you is, which machine did you buy and why?
Sure. For me, I'm a detail kind of guy, and I went at it, and I did a lot of research, as you did as well, because, you know, for me, performance, no price. I'll pay anything for my health. I'll pay anything for to improve my performance. And I looked out there, and went out on the internet, and I saw a plethora of information. Like, how do I know the difference? And in my life as an athlete, I said, well, we put it on the playing field and put it to the test. That's why I love sports. You know, this team lines up against this team. They play by a certain set of rules and we'll see what's going. Well, on the internet, see, there are no rules. You can make up whatever rules. You can be the referee, the owner and whatever. And so I knew going out there, I wasn't going to get the right information. So what I did is I went, got a bunch of these machines and start putting them to the test. And I found some interesting results. First off, most of the machines out there weren't actually producing truly alkaline ionized water. A lot of people don't understand the difference between alkaline water and ionized water. And so, for example, I could put potassium cyanide drops in some water and have alkaline water. The problem is if I drank it, it would kill me. Okay, so it's still alkaline, but it'll kill me. So there's a misconception out there, and that's broadcast to the unsuspecting public and by well-meaning people. They just don't know the difference. They don't have the technical wherewithal. The other thing is I too had been exposed to the technology before, and a variety of professionals that I knew had used various technologies. And so I'd go check their machines after they owned them for 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years. And most of them had them in the garbage somewhere of these, you know, other products on the market. And I was like, well, why is that? Well, we liked the water for a few months and then I didn't feel anything. And so we just got rid of it. Well, when I got deeper into the research, I found that most of the ionizing machines out there are only getting an alkaline effect because of the filter they're using. The filters actually make the actual electrolysis process is so ineffective, so little power, and such poor quality of materials using into it that they can't actually produce the effect, but they borrow off Kangen Tech or Nagix technology and say, well, it's the same thing because it has a high pH, it has an ionization, and it has what we believe is a microcrusting. So to the layman, they go, well, it's got four tires and an engine. I guess it's a car. Big difference, though, if you're out in the Daytona 500 and, you know, you're driving a go-kart versus a high-performance sports car. You're going to find out the difference at the end of the day. And when I tried them, there was a radical difference. We did a variety of tests with nutrients. We did a variety of tests with VO2 maxes. We actually even took the machines apart and had a look at the unit. And that, I would say, is the best thing you could do because, I mean, it's pretty obvious when you take this thing apart. The bottom line is this. A Nagic makes the most expensive machine on the market. You'll pay more for this machine than anything else out of your pocket right off the bat. And it'll be the best investment you make because that's going to pay you over 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And it's going to do the job it says it is. I've seen machines on there for half the price of the Nagic unit, a quarter of the price, an eighth of the price of a Nagic unit. Buy five, get an extra one free, you know, that sort of thing. And in every one of those cases, you know what the conclusion I came up with? Cheaper is cheaper. That's the clue here. Cheaper is cheaper. And I would encourage every person out there too that is looking into this, simply try the difference, experience the difference. And, you know, I've invested a lot of time and energy for it. And still some people will go out there and get a cheaper unit, but I'll tell you, they're going to get disappointed. And what bothers me is they're going to slam the whole industry and saying that they're all the same thing. It's like saying, oh, well, every car is the same, therefore I'm not going to drive one because I had a bad experience with a car. Or I tried this car and that didn't do the job, so therefore all those guys are snake oil salesmen. And it's unfortunate because generally people just don't have the capacity to know the difference between the two.
Well, mine's a little different. I have always been a very trusting guy, I guess is a good way of putting it. But I also try and align myself with people that I truly trust, people that are professionals, people that I know what they're talking about. And so when I had an individual come to me and start talking to me about this, my first reaction was much like Wade's and many others is, come on, guys, water is water. I mean, 15 years in the nutrition industry, I always promoted water, but, you know, water is water. If you can drink bottled water, well, that's better than tap, but drink water. But when they started talking to me about all of this ionization process and antioxidant value of the water and micro clustering of the water, I quickly realized there's a little more to it than I had known. So I started talking with some of the people that I knew what they were talking about, knew and had done their homework, and they told me that the Enagic machine was absolutely the best, number one, top unit in the marketplace, and so that's what I wanted, and that's what I got. The results were unbelievable. I loved the results. I loved the results that it was providing my client. But then not being someone that's just going to settle for, that's what I did, I've also done my own due diligence in testing many of the other machines, everything from using an ORP meter to seeing what that ORP reading is on the other units and other water, looking at the stability, talking to the scientific board behind them, and I can echo exactly what Wade said. There is no better investment in your health than by purchasing a unit, the top of the line unit from Enagic. That is the best that's on the marketplace. It is the best investment. And more importantly, it's going to return your investment over a period of a few short years. Having it accessible right there, not only for you, but for your family, for your children, and for all those people that come through your house to provide them with a just an unbelievable water source has been a great blessing in my life.
Can I add one thing to that as well? And I want to also stress the importance of drinking the water fresh from the unit. Without getting too detailed about the ionization process and stuff, but as the water comes out, just like if you were drinking from a mountain stream, if I was going to drink water out in nature, would I drink from a stagnant pond or would I drink from a fresh flowing, you know, glacier-fed river? I want the glacier-fed water. There's going to be a difference in the water. And coming out of the machine, when you drink it right out of the machine, it's an extraordinary difference. And at first, I was just trying the water from another person's machine and I would store it. But then when I got my own machine and started drinking the water fresh, you know, that was really, really high in its electrical ions, wow, what a difference did I ever feel on that. And I was like, this is huge, because as a society, we've got used to actually drinking stored stagnant water in bottles, which no animal in nature would even consider doing that. You'd always drink the freshest, most moving stuff, and that's what we need to get back to. We need to unlearn what we know and relearn what actually works. And getting it fresh out of the machine is a radical difference.
You're absolutely right, Wade. In fact, when you're talking about the animals, I just have to share that one of my little informal studies with Kangen Water has been with animals, and I've noticed that if you give any animal the opportunity to drink Kangen water versus the water they're used to, and I'll even expand on it and give them the water they're used to in the dish they're used to or in the trough they're used to, and you put Kangen water where it's a little more difficult for them to get to in a container they're not used to drinking out of, every single time they have, because of their innate intelligence, gone to the Kangen water. And if you don't give it to them, some of them will look at you like you're absolutely the meanest person on the face of the planet. So I think our animal friends have figured out something that the rest of us are a little slower to figure out. Now, my story here is a little different, but goes along the same lines. I had the opportunity to be exposed to this technology in 1994. during a trip to Japan. And I saw how they were using ionized water to heal diabetic ulcers and psoriasis and burns and lots of nasty topical things, as well as things like diabetes and other health problems. And I got pretty excited. And naively, I guess, not knowing that there was so many differences in ionizers, I got on the plane, came home. I had made a list of a bunch of people that I wanted to share this with who had some serious health problems. I got back home and I went out and I looked and did my shopping, and not knowing a lot about how the ionizers worked, but I bought one that looked like it was well-built and put it in my clinic and gave it to some of my patients who I really was hoping would experience the benefits of the water that I was seeing in the Japanese hospitals, and they didn't. And I went, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And then I decided it must be the American water, and maybe we had something different in our water. And then finally it was looked like maybe it was the ionizers wasn't working, so I bought a second one. Well, guys, to tell this story shortly, I bought a total of 8 machines. And I did that because I knew I had seen the results in Japan. I knew they worked. I just couldn't find one. And I tell people it's kind of like you're going car shopping on the internet. And you're looking and you see this beautiful Mercedes car. It's the car you wanted. And you buy it. And then they deliver it. And it, you know, it has wheels and it has a body. But there's no seats on the inside. There's no dash panel. There's no engine. There's no drivetrain. And you kind of feel taken. But you go, well, I've been in a Mercedes. I know it's a nice car and I want one. So you keep going out and you buy another Mercedes. And it took me 8 of them before I got one with all of the parts. And that was the Enagic machine. And the difference really for me was this. When my patients started drinking this water, this Kangen water, and that's a trademarked name, and if people tell you that that Kangen water is just another name for ionized water, it's really not true. Kangen water is trademarked, and in Japan, if they write a prescription for Kangen water, it has to come out of one of these Enagic-made machines. There's no other company that can do that. But I started giving Kangen water away to my patients, and it was absolutely overnight the most amazing thing I had ever witnessed in my entire career. People would come back with their bottles to get more water 2 or 3 days later, and they would bring 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 people with them who wanted to get water too. Most of those people were not patients. They just came back because they'd heard what the person was experiencing on this water, and they wanted to try it. And literally, in our clinic, we give away somewhere between 300 to 500 gallons of Kangen water every day we're open to people who want to try the water. And that's amazing to me because lots of those people, after they've drank it for a week or 2 or 3, buy a machine for their own family so that they have the fresher water. It's more convenient and they're using it every day. But we still have people coming in every day to get water because it works. That's the bottom line. Now,